Coming up in a little bit more than a week, Saturday, December 19th, and Sunday, December 20th, the 2015 Toy Chest taking place in Hillsborough at the Department of Social Services. They do this every year, giving away thousands of toys to thousands of kids and families in need in Orange County. They're still looking for your donations and your help. And joining us now is the Human Services Manager for DSS, Sharon Hinton. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.
So, for people who have not been there, for people who haven't seen this, what is the Toy Chest like?
Oh, my goodness. It's like the Santa's Workshop come to life in Hillsborough. We take this time now to collect all of our donations. Last year, we gave out over 10,000 toys to about 3,000 children in Orange County. So through the goodness and the graciousness of our community sponsors and all the residents of Orange County, we've collected toys and gifts, and we're still in the process of collecting those toys and gifts, and we distribute those to our low-income families in the Orange County area.
And how do you identify the families in need?
All the families that are participating are our current clients. They're either Medicaid eligible or are receiving food stamps in the county.
And this is a huge, huge event every single year. I know those 2 days, it's hectic. It's incredible. Everyone's picking out toys. It's a really great experience. And it's really only scratching the tip of the iceberg in terms of the number of families in need in Orange County. There's a lot more that you could help, too.
Absolutely. Orange County has about 10,000 children living in low-income families. So that's a lot for a county our size. And typically, though, we serve about a third of those at the Toy Chest.
So we're speaking with Sharon Hinton again, Orange County Department of Social Services. The Toy Chest is coming up this next Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th. Talk about the donations that you've received so far. How many donations have you gotten? I know those boxes have been out there for a while.
Those boxes have been out there. We have about 85 boxes throughout the county. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of boxes again. And the toys are continuously coming in. We're counting those as they come in. We are also a partner with the National Toys for Tots campaign. So as a part of that campaign, we have the opportunity to piggyback on their efforts. So we have those Toys for Tots boxes throughout the community, and we have to count all those toys, like I said. And that's a massive undertaking. We have volunteers working with us now, helping to do the counting, the sorting, and all the stacking of the toys. We categorize them by age and gender, mm-hmm. and so the parents have an easier opportunity shopping for kids that are their age and gender.
How many people work behind the scenes to make this possible?
Well, there are lots of volunteers. We could not do it without the graciousness of our volunteers, and we are actually in need of volunteers now. There's a lot of preparatory work going on right now, but on the day of the Toy Chest, we really need volunteers to serve as escorts, also helping to restock the shelves and make sure that the toys are out there. We are in dire need of individuals who are Spanish-speaking, so if you're interested in volunteering and you can speak Spanish, we absolutely need you.
Hillsborough-nc.toysfortots.org if you want to make donations online or get a little bit more information about this. We're speaking with Sharon Hinton of Orange County Department of Social Services. The 2015 Toy Chest, big, big annual event taking place next weekend, the 19th and 20th, Saturday and Sunday in Hillsborough. So how does the Toy Chest actually work? People come in, and then what happens?
Actually, the people come in and we triage them, or we register them. We make sure that they are an Orange County resident and that they are receiving services from DSS. Mm-hmm. Those are the two requirements to participate in the Toy Chest. So once we do that, it's a really quick registration process, if you will. And then, unfortunately, there's a lot of waiting because we do stage individuals coming in. Everyone doesn't just come in at one time. Although the offices are transformed into Santa's Workshop, each person is escorted in with a volunteer. And the volunteer actually guides them through the Toy Chest, helping them to select toys that are specific to their kids. And so once they go through the Toy Chest part, we also have books that are free, that we give away books for each child. We have a limited supply of food. We're also taking food donations. So families who are really in need of food have an opportunity to get some extra support in that area. And so once they exit, then, you know, it's happy holidays to everyone.
Awesome. So what does it take to transform the office into Santa's Workshop?
Well, we still have to do the regular business that we're required to do. So in between all of that, we're trying to do some decorations and getting all the toys, again, sorted and put into the proper areas.
How are you awake?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm focusing on pure adrenaline right now.
It's a crazy time, but it is a really, really cool event. So if you're looking for volunteers, and I know there's people that you need to do a whole bunch of different things, what do you need people specifically to do? I know we've talked about you need escorts to walk people through and help pick out toys. What sort of, do you need any sort of special expertise in order to do that? Do you need to know what kids want? Or
absolutely not. All you need to do is have comfortable shoes on and, you know, the energy and the spirit to do a lot of walking. Mm. As I said, we have the facility divided up in categories by age. And if you can speak Spanish, that's wonderful. We do have a lot of clients who are Spanish speaking, but there's no special trait or characteristic that you need to have, no special skill set. Just come and enjoy shopping.
What's it like to volunteer? What's your favorite story?
Oh, my goodness. We have had so many people to come through and just break down crying, because if it weren't for the donations that we received, they would not have had a holiday for their kids. And so to hear those stories, coupled with the fact that they've gotten some food for their Christmas dinner, it's just really, you know, heartbreaking.
Again, hillsboro-nc.toysfortots.org. If you want a little more information online about this, you can volunteer, you can donate toys. They're still accepting toy donations. It's all for the Toy Chest. Next week, Saturday, December 19th, and Sunday, December 20th, 10 to 6 on Saturday, noon to 6 on Sunday. So it's really an all-day event for thousands of families in need in Orange County. So toy donations are still accepting. We're speaking with Sharon Hinton, by the way. Toy donations are still accepting. Are there any particular things that you're in particular need of, age ranges or genders or particular toys or something like that?
Well, we try to provide toys for kids 0 to 18, mm-hmm. toys and gifts. Our largest age group is the 6 to 12 category. And so that's probably the most needed number of toys for that particular age group.
What's good for 6 to 12-year-olds? What are they? I don't even know where to begin, but yeah.
It can be kind of problem-some if you don't have a kid in that particular age group, but toy games, athletic equipment, dolls. Mm-hmm. We do not suggest that people give guns and that sort of thing,
right.
But we do have a lot of Star Wars, you know, whatever's new and happening. All of our kids love that.
Star Wars seems to be a little popular this year for some reason. I can't quite imagine why.
For the life of me, I can't imagine either.
Yeah, but I mean, it is actually really easy if you think about it. Just go down the game aisle or go down the toy aisle, sporting equipment like a soccer ball, a basketball,
absolutely.
Or a baseball glove or something like that.
Whatever you think that you liked when you were a kid, kids today like the same thing.
Easy. Books and things. And,
absolutely. We give away books. We have a partnership with a couple of different book distributors, and so we have books on hand. Last year, unfortunately, we ran out, and you know, it was really unfortunate because a lot of the parents take a lot of time choosing just the right book for their kid. So we really want to focus on the reading and providing books for them.
Well, again, this is an amazing event, and everyone who comes together to make this happen is really a community hero. It's the 2015 Toy Chest. It's in Hillsboro next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th, at the Department of Social Services office. I've mentioned the website already, which is hillsboro-nc.toysfortots.org. But Sharon, where else can people get information? How else can people volunteer, donate?
Oh, they can look at the county website, the DSS website, and again, if you'd like to volunteer, you can absolutely call Department of Social Services. Our number is 919-245-2800, and just reference the Toy Chest. So say you'd like to speak with someone about the Toy Chest, and they'll patch you through. We have a volunteer schedule, and we have different opportunities. So if you have a certain skill set that you'd like to use, if you'd like to be an escort, if you'd like to be a stacker or a sorter, whatever you'd like to do, we can certainly accommodate you.
Anything else that people need to know?
Just that we are so appreciative of all the efforts of the community. Again, we could not do this without the generosity of the Orange County residents. Everything that we raise here in Orange County, all the monies, all the toys, stay here in Orange County for our residents. So you're really helping your neighbors, and I thank you in advance for everything.
And the work that you do and the work that everyone at DSS does to make this possible every year is so appreciated by the community. This really is a terrific event.
It's our pleasure.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon Hinton, for coming by. And again, hillsboro-nc.toysfortots.org is the website. And best of luck in all of the endeavors next week, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.